God is so good. And if you were here yesterday, you would have seen God heal many, many people. Many people got powerfully touched by God. And, you know, one lady had painful, damaged arthritic shoulders. And is she here? And after prayer, bang, it went right up. Who saw that? After prayer, bang, right up. And we had, and was that your neighbor? This man yesterday brought a lady along. I thought it was his wife. And so I almost prayed for them to have twins, but I actually resisted that prayer. But she got powerfully healed. She couldn't raise her arms. Chronic pain, and bang, went right up like that. We had people. One young lady came, and I think most of her life she had pain. A cyst on the spine caused really severe pain in her head and her back. She's just traveling through from London. Someone brought her along. But she had pain every single day for 15 years.
5 years?
I mean, every single day for 5 years. And after prayer, bang, just left her. And the most powerful drugs couldn't help her, but Jesus could. We saw one person after another, God deliver. And so is it amazing how God can touch us like that? All those years of suffering, and then God just turns up. I want to encourage you, the power of the Lord is present to heal. And we've seen people who've been paralyzed in wheelchairs, quadriplegics, all sorts of amazing miracles. You see it on YouTube, people with terminal cancer, men with cancer, autism, Asperger's, all types of severe depression, all types of diseases, and that happens, that's normal. It's normal to see the miracles of God. And today I won't share for long because I know that people have come, you need a miracle from God, a miracle from Jesus. I'm going to just share a few scriptures. Wherever Jesus went, crowds came around him, and of course so many thousands came to see Jesus, he couldn't physically lay hands on everyone. But see, people learnt that from him flowed healing virtue, healing power. And so they soon learnt that all they had to do is even just touch the clothes he was wearing, and power would flow. We see this in the Gospel of Mark, in chapter 6, verse 56, it says, whenever Jesus entered into villages, cities or the country, they laid the sick on the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch the hem of his garment. As many as touched him were made well. So people just lying there, as he walked by, they'd even reach out and touch, not him, but even his garment was anointed and power would flow and they'd be healed. In fact, it also says in Luke chapter 6 and verse 19, it says, and a whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and heal them all. You know, when you pray in faith, power flows. Yesterday I spoke about how Jesus would even just touch people and power would flow. Yesterday you would have seen me just laying hands on people. People were getting healed as I was touching them. In fact, even later, God was healing people in their seats as they by faith reached out to him. And today that same power will flow. The same power, see, he hasn't changed over 2,000 years. And today, by faith, we can reach out to him and we can see the same power flow through our lives and deliver us. And I remember I was at Suncoast Auditorium or Church, COC, about 12 years ago. And a man came who was blind in a wheelchair for 9 years. Blind, totally blind, couldn't see anything. Blind, paralyzed in a wheelchair. And so I was teaching about this, how we can reach out to Jesus. And that night, there's about 1,000 people were in the auditorium. And so there's no way that I could just go and pray for everyone. And so I told the people, you know, I'm going to pray right now. The power of God's going to flow. And God's going to do many miracles in this place. So this guy sitting in the meeting, he was depressed and paralyzed. He'd been to healing meetings before, hadn't been healed. And what happened is, as he's sitting there, the power of God came upon him. With his heart, he's reaching out for a miracle. And all of a sudden, he just stood out of the wheelchair after 9 years. And later on, he was on Today Tonight. He was on Current Affair. He was interviewed on the media. He said, it felt like a power lifted me out of my wheelchair. And then he began to walk. And then after that, God opened his blind eyes. He was totally healed. And, you know, before you know it, he was the head security man at Brisbane Airport. A man who was blind and paralyzed. But you know what? God got him, and God can get you. You know, whatever condition you have, the arm of the Lord, not so short that he can't touch you today and reach down in your darkest area, your biggest problem in your life. And so people recognized that all they had to do is reach out to Jesus. In fact, there was a lady in the Word of God, and I'm going to read to you right now, and you find this in the Gospel of Luke. There's a lady, she must have heard about all these miracles. She had bleeding for 12 years. I've shared this story many times, but I love this story. And of course, in those days, if you had bleeding, you had to be quarantined, just like a leper. You couldn't come into public. In fact, sometimes they could even stone you to death. You were unclean. You couldn't come into public. And so this lady obviously heard about Jesus because the word spread everywhere. And she would have heard about all the miracles. She would have heard about people touching Jesus. And as she heard that Christ was coming near her through the city, she began to say this. We find this in Matthew 9:21. She said, "If I may only touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed." You know what? If God can heal others, he can heal you. And she would have thought, you know, I've heard the stories about people touching Jesus and being healed. Well, if I can touch him, I can be healed too. You know that lady just shared, she now gets out of bed pain-free? You know, that can be you today. If God can touch you yesterday like that, can he touch you? Can he touch you? The same power. If God can touch Linda from serious spinal pain for years, bang, 5.5 years later, she's still totally free. Can't God touch you in your spine or your body or your skin condition or your, you know, it's the same power, same Jesus. And so this lady, she realized, if I can just get to Jesus, I can be healed. And so, in fact, the Bible says her condition was so bad, and Mark 5:26 says, she'd suffered many things from many doctors, but was no better, but grew worse. And maybe you've gone to all the doctors, you've tried all the medications, but you're getting worse. This was this lady's life. So she was affected socially. She was cut off from her people. She was quarantined. She was affected financially. She spent all her money on doctors, but grew worse. She's affected in every way. And with this issue of blood or the bleeding, there would have been cramping, there would have been anemia, depression, cut off from her family. But she heard about Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. Come on, there's something about the name of Jesus. There is power in that name. Today, let's focus on him. This is a fact. There's people here today, just like yesterday. Many got healed yesterday. And many aren't here because they've gone to their own churches today or they're passing through. But there's many people here today. God is going to touch you. Listen to me. God is going to touch you. And so we find in the Word of God, this lady made a decision to come to Jesus, probably even risking her life. And she probably would have had her head covered because she was classified as being unclean. And we see this in the Gospel of Luke. She comes to Jesus. And we take it up from verse 43. Now, a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who has spent all her money on doctors but could not be healed by any, she came from behind. She came from behind Jesus. The reason why she came behind was she had no right being there. She was unclean. She thought, I could sneak up behind and touch him, hoping no one would recognize her. And she came from behind. And the Bible says this, and she touched the border, the end of his garment, and immediately the bleeding stopped. That lady yesterday, she had this a tumor, something in her neck for 5 years, a constant pain. And all I did was put my hand on her neck and pray. And those who are here yesterday, you saw that. It left her. It was there every single day, then it just left her. Something happens when you reach out, when you connect with Jesus. Something happens when you reach out to touch him today. You know, you can't physically touch him with your hand like this woman, but you can touch him with your heart. You can touch him with your faith. You can touch him with your words. Thank you, Lord, you are my healer. Thank you, Lord, you can heal me today. Thank you, God, your healing power is flowing through me. I receive it. There's many ways that we can reach out to God. But when she touched him, something took place. The bleeding stopped. And then it says here, and Jesus said, who touched me? He stopped. He said, who touched me? Yeah, there was crowds of people all around him. People were touching him everywhere. He was famous. Thousands would have come out to see him. Who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitudes are thronged and they press in on you. What do you say? Who touched me? Now, you got to realize this lady wouldn't own up to it. And the main reason was this, was by the Jewish law, she was unclean. You know, an unclean person, to touch a clean person, that was death in itself. Let alone come into public, she did the unthinkable. She knew if they would expose her, they would stone her to death. So she wasn't going to own up to it. And Christ said, who touched me? And Peter said, Jesus, people all around you touching you. What do you mean? And then Jesus said, someone touched me. I perceived, I felt power going out from me. You know what? Faith draws the power of God. Faith draws the healing anointing. It does. Faith is like a magnet that draws the blessing of God. It draws the favor of God. It draws the open heavens of God. Simple childlike faith. Well, what is faith? To me, faith is a decision to believe God, not based on what you see, not based on what you feel. Some people say, well, if I feel it, then I'll believe it. That's not true. You can't live your life like that. Faith is a decision and a choice. She chose. And then many times, not always, faith has legs. Faith has action. She risked her life to come to Jesus. And maybe some of you, some people here, you've come a long way. Long way today. You've come believing for a miracle. And God sees your heart. But the good news is the same Jesus is here. The same power to heal is here now because he is here. And so, who touched me? I felt power going out from me. You know, that same power will flow today. If you were here yesterday, you saw that power flow yesterday. Many got set free yesterday and it's going to flow today. And so, who touched me? Now, the woman saw that she was not hidden. She was trying to avoid attention. She shouldn't have been there. And then she came trembling and falling down before him. She's trembling. She knew they could kill her, drag her out and kill her. She'd broken the law of Moses. She's trembling. She was scared. And she fell down before him and she declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she touched him and how she was healed immediately. And then Jesus said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. I love the story because sometimes it's a big risk to get a miracle. Sometimes you might have to get an airfare or come. You might like crowds, and all of a sudden you walk in front of a crowd. You know, God sees that. You're stepping out into the unknown. Something happens. See, something happens when we step out of our comfort zone. And she really stepped out of her comfort zone. And be of good cheer. Be happy. Be encouraged. She had years of this, 12 years had been cut off, 12 years of this cramping and anemia and probably depression, not seeing her family, 12 years of suffering. She said, Christ said, your faith's made you well. She dared to believe in the impossible. Today, dare to believe in the impossible. If a paralyzed blind man can get a job at Brisbane Airport as the head security guy of his section, to me, that's pretty wild. I mean, how far do you want to go with this miracle thing? And we've seen so many miracles. We had a lady this last weekend, a pastor from City Point, the biggest church in Queensland. She walked dragging her leg like that because the whole ACL and everything was gone. The cartilage was gone, and the tendon that you could move the leg up like that was gone. She did major surgery. So she couldn't move her leg forward. She could only drag it. And last weekend, she came forward. And after prayer, she fell on the floor. For half an hour, I kept zapping her. Shoom, shoom. But when she got up, she was in shock. She could walk normally. She's due for major surgery. That's medically impossible. God would have had to create that whole tendon to make the leg to go forward after 3.5 years. And so, you know, with God, all things are possible if you dare and believe. Dare and believe. And so, your faith made you well. Go in peace. You see, she needed not only physical healing, she needed reassurance that she was going to be killed and stoned. And Jesus said, hey, go in peace. It's okay. It's all right. Everything's going to be fine. It's a beautiful thing when a voice comes to us from God that says, hey, It's all going to be fine. Maybe you've got marriage problems or family problems or financial problems. It's great when the voice comes, hey, it's going to be fine because I'm in control. Hey, go in peace. Today you can go in peace because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is in this place. And he hasn't changed over 2,000 years. Man, she's got muscles. It must be her Russian heritage. If you're a Russian, you survived. Anyway, we go with that. If you study Russian history, they make it. But you know what? God's going to do miracles right now. God's going to do miracles right now. And some people, you've come. You need a miracle. If you go on YouTube, you've got more than 7,000 miracles of cancer. Well, one guy was paralyzed from neck down. This is an amazing miracle. Football accident. He got out and walked. Doctors, freak doctors out. You don't walk if you're a quadriplegic. Amazing miracles. And so, but the same power is in this place to set you free. Okay. Now, what's going to happen right now is that yesterday, many people got healed sitting in their seats. Many people. And so this happens every single meeting. There is no distance in prayer. So right now, I'm going to pray over you. And you know, and the same anointing when I pray that flows at the front can touch you in your seat. Remember, that lady just reached out and touched Jesus. It's by Christ wasn't actually going to pray for her. But she had the audacity to say, I'll have some of that, thank you, Jesus. And she took it. And we recognize that he's in this place. By faith, we can take that. Say, Jesus, I claim this right now. Set me free. Seriously. There's an open heaven for miracles right now in this place. And so I'm going to pray right now. And as an act of faith, put your hand on the part of your body where you need a miracle. Now, I know some of you mightn't have enough hands. Anyway, it's terrible. But God can touch you. So right now, as I pray, put your hand where you need a miracle. It could be depression or a tumor or whatever it is, skin disease or injury. Put your hand there, and as I pray, the power of God is going to flow into your body. I'm going to pray right now. Lord Jesus, we give you the glory that you are a healer, Lord, and Lord, you know every condition here. And right now, Lord, in your wonderful name, I bind, I break every curse. I break every attack of the devil right now. Every generational curse I break. We declare the finished work of your cross over these people right now. In your name, Jesus, set them free. I command injuries to be healed right now. Pain go right now. God, heal necks right now. Heal shoulders, heal spines and tailbones and hips and knees and ankles. Arthritis, go in Jesus' name. Fibromyalgia, go in Jesus' name. Lupus, go in Jesus' name. Nerve pain, injuries in the muscles and the bones right now. Set them free right now. Deliver them right now in your wonderful name. Set them free in Jesus' wonderful name. Heal stomachs right now. Lord, heal prostates right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Acid reflux, be healed in Jesus' name. Every condition of the abdomen. And right now, IBS, every problem, every digestion problem, every food allergy, be healed now in Jesus' name. Right now, Lord, heal damaged knees, even replace cartilage, Jesus. Plantar fasciitis, heal painful feet, varicose veins. Heal them right now. Heal skin right now. Skin rashes or wounds that won't heal, I declare healing now in Jesus' name. Brand new shoulders like the camel man. God, heal shoulders, necks right now, all the injuries and pain right now. Set them free in Jesus' name. Heal fingers right now, arthritis and damage of the hands, carpal tunnel. I command all the nerve pain, leave the hands and the wrists now. Somebody here in the right arm, you've got like a tennis elbow, tendonitis. I command that they be healed right now. All pain, inflammation, go from the right elbow now in Jesus' name. Someone else there, you didn't put your hand up, but you've had a problem with your right arm, a shoulder. I command that be totally healed now in Jesus' name. Heal sinuses right now, Jesus. Open sinuses right now. Pollen allergies right now be healed. God, heal jaws right now. Heal teeth, toothaches, and God, even begin to feel teeth supernaturally. A miracle in teeth and the gums. Gum disease be healed now in Jesus' name. Heal TMJ, jaw, clicking jaw problems right now. Thyroid problems, throat problems, breathing problems, swallowing problems be healed now in Jesus' name. Headaches and migraines be healed now in the name
of Jesus, never the same again. Someone here, you get like a headache, it's strange, it comes from the back of your head, it's really weird, and it radiates up, not from the front, from the back. I command that to be healed and never ever come back again in Jesus' name. God, heal blindness, heal eyes right now. Short-sightedness be healed in Jesus' name. All blurred vision be healed now. Short-sightedness, long-sightedness, glaucoma, macular degeneration, every eye condition, watery eyes and itchy eyes and painful eyes right now, eyes be healed, clear vision in Jesus' name. On deafness, I command deaf ears to open in Jesus' name. Deaf ears open now in Jesus' name. Tinnitus be healed. No more ring of the ears. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Heal minds right now. Depression go in Jesus' name. Heaviness and confusion and mental torment be healed in Jesus' name. Depression go now. Lord, schizophrenia, bipolar, Asperger's, autism, release minds now. Alzheimer's, dementia, all memory loss right now. Head injuries right now. Brain tumors right now. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Set them free right now. We thank you, God, for healing power that's flowing through people. Setting them free. I break cancer right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. I command every cancer cell to die. I command every tumor to shrink and disappear. Cancer, go in Jesus' name. Break that cancer now. Be healed now. A miracle now. God, heal every blood condition right now. All blood be healed. Anemia right now. Herpes right now. Every STD right now to be healed in Jesus' name. Deliver them, God. Every condition they're believing for, heal them right now. Heal their lungs, asthma and breathing conditions and emphysema right now. Lung disease right now. Heart conditions. Heal hearts. Right now, let hearts be healed in Jesus' name. Every condition right now, heal them, God. We thank you for an open heaven over this place. Come, Holy Spirit. Spirit of God, move in amongst these people. Move amongst us today in a fresh way. Let the wind of your Spirit just blow across this place. Revive us, renew us, and bring healing and deliverance right now. We thank you, Lord God. We give you the glory, Jesus, that you are our Lord. Just start to thank him out loud for what he's doing for you. Thank you, Lord, what you're doing in our lives, in our families. Thank you for your anointing that's flowing across this place, into our lives, into our families. We receive it right now in your wonderful name. And Lord, I pray for every single disease and condition to be healed, even the ones I haven't even mentioned, God. You know what they're believing for. I stand with them right now, and we give you the glory, Jesus. Amen.
Okay, right now, I want you to check yourself out. And if you had a lump, look for the lump. If you had pain, do something you couldn't do before. Check yourself out. And if you felt a symptom leave you, God heal you, put your hand up. Who sensed something leave you? Even before I started praying. God often heals people even while I'm praying for others. Check yourself out. Check yourself out. If you're praying for your neck, move your neck. You're praying for your knees, move your knee. You're praying for a lump to go, check to see if the lump's still there. Just check yourself out. Where are you? I thought you thought someone had a problem with his, like their right arm, like their elbow. Who was that person? You needed healing for that area of your body. And there's someone else here, it's like your right, you didn't put your hand up, but your right shoulder needed healing. Where are you? And you move it now, you find that pain has gone. Where are you? Okay. I know you're here. They're always here. They always come up after the meeting and tell me. Or they write to us. It's true, you're here. Some people say, well, he's a strange man. If I go up there, I could do a backward swan dive. But it's true. But something happens when you give. So you've got to understand this. Even as I'm talking now, the healing power of God's flowing. Some people mightn't feel anything instantly, but then 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, half an hour later, totally healed. Or even the next day they woke up, totally healed. It happens all the time. But right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a very important prayer. The most important prayer, that's a prayer to open their hearts to Jesus, to know Jesus. Because some people know about church. Some people know about religion. But it's another thing to have Christ living in our hearts. To have a relationship with God is what really counts. And I shared yesterday the verse in Revelation 3:20 where Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock, which means he's trying to get our attention. You know, the Holy Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, will always lead us to truth, always lead us to Jesus. And you know, the God speaks to us. A little voice comes. You know what? It's about time you got going to church again. Or it's about time you forgave that person. About time. You know, the Spirit of God speaks to us and draws us to truth, draws us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit speaks to us. The voice of God speaks to us all the time. If you're a believer. And so sometimes he says, you know what? You need to get things right with God. You need to forgive that person. You need to really get back to church again. You know, God speaks to us. And so I'm going to pray a very simple prayer. And because I believe the Holy Spirit is drawing people's hearts today. And maybe you all know Jesus, I don't know. But this is prayer for those who never given their life to Christ. Or you realize you need to get things right with God in your life. So I'm going to pray a very simple prayer. And Christ said, if you'd hear his voice, you'd open your heart to him, he'll come to you. He'll come and live in you by his Spirit. And he brings forgiveness. He brings eternal life. The greatest thing you can have is a relationship with God. So I'm going to pray right now. I want to invite you to bow your heads and close your eyes. I want to invite you just to say this prayer out loud with me right now. Let's say this together out loud. Let's declare this right now together. Lord Jesus, I open the door of my heart to you today. Please come into my life. Forgive me for my sins. I thank you, Jesus, you died on the cross for me. And you rose again from the dead. I declare that you are Lord. And thank you that you love me with an everlasting love. And you've promised you'll never leave nor forsake me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's very simple. All it is saying, Jesus, here I am. Here I am, Jesus. That was the best decision I ever made in my life. But is there anyone here you prayed that prayer to open your heart to say that prayer for the first time? Or maybe you recognize, you know what? The little voice has been speaking, the Holy Spirit drawing, so you know, you need to get things right with God today. Get going with God today. And if that was you, if God's been speaking to you like that, just raise your hand. Who prayed to come that prayer, either to come for the first time to Jesus, or you recognize, you know, I need to get things right with God today. Anybody here? Anybody here? In fact, I always find this. There's always a few people who pray that prayer. There's always, in a group this big, there's always a few people who they say, you know what, Jesus, I need to get things right with you. But, you know, I want to encourage you that God has heard you. And I want to encourage you, you know, maybe you'll come from the local area and maybe you don't normally go to church. I want to encourage you, don't stay home. Get going with God. Be in church. Maybe a friend brought you from another church. I don't know, but be in church. Don't stay home. Go with God. And we also get emails from people who tell us, John, I was in the meeting. I didn't put my hand up. I prayed that prayer and my life's never been the same again. God does a lot more than what you ever see. We know that from experience. And God's doing a lot in your life right now. But I really want to thank Pastor Pete and Pastor Rosemary and all the team, the son Johnson, the team, and the guy with the back, and the guy who almost married yesterday. I almost got him married. I know. But it happens. And I want to thank everyone on this team and this church. Thanks for having us, guys. God bless. Give them a hand, everybody. And also the worship team. And give the worship team a big hand. Worship team, God bless you guys. And what's going to happen is I'll stay back and pray for every single person who needs prayer, okay? And God hasn't stopped healing yet. God has not stopped healing. And is there food after church? There's food after church. Now listen, I believe in prophecy. And right now, I want to prophesy to you that you can eat as much food as you want. In fact, go for it. Eat. Because I believe in fulfilling prophecy that this afternoon, the Bible says in the last days shall come scoffers. So what's going to happen? I'm going to stay back. I'm going to stay back and pray for everyone. And those who are new, if you want to see something very interesting, recently we were over in America in a show called Sid Roth, It's Supernatural. So Great show. I've got a really, it's a really powerful prayer at the end. People get, been getting, a lot of people get healed off that. So look up at the Google, Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, John Mallor, and you'll get it. It's really an action-packed video.